It's always like this. Every single time. When it comes to us parting, going in our separate directions. It's always like this. I look up at you. And in that look, oh, there are far too many things I'm trying to say. But I hope you understand at least some of what I want to say. I hope you understand that, yes, I want you. I want you in the most simple ways. I want to feel your hand on the small of my back. Your breath against my neck. Your lips brushing the side of my ear as you say my name. But it's more than that. I want to know that all of these things I feel, all the want, I want to know that you feel the same. I want all of your attention. I want your focus. I want to be your priority, your desire. I want to know that I'm not crazy because I feel like I am all the time. I've never been a patient girl. I've never liked waiting, but this is painful. This aches, it throbs, it is. Every second that we're not touching, that we're not close, and I don't feel your body against mine, it's a waste. Everything is so intense, heightened. I can't feel my fingers for the pins and needles. It's as if something so good, something that's so full of pleasure, it's become numb. It's been drawn out for far too long, and your muscles just can't take it. Everything aches, it hurts, it throbs. And then you touch me. You put your hand on my shoulder and oh, the ache just dissipates. It evaporates into nothing. It's as though I don't know what pain is anymore. When you're close, when we're together, you just take up everything. All of my attention, all of my focus. In those moments, I don't even know my own name. I only know yours. Thinking of you. Picturing you. Imagining you in bed. I can't do it. It's too much. The lust that overwhelms me. It has nowhere to go. It couldn't possibly make sense. I can't. I have to stop at the bedroom door. I can't go further. But I think of that moment. That moment when you lean into me and your lips touch mine. Every time I see you, even if we barely say a word to each other, it's as though my whole body is aching for you, calling out your name, just asking you to come to me. It cries. You don't know how long I've been waiting for you. It longs. Maybe you don't know. Maybe you are entirely happy being oblivious. Not acknowledging me. The girl right next to you, whose sun rises and sets on what you choose to do with the rest of your... It's you. You are my sun. When it's the end of the night, but still early, and you say you're going to go home, I follow. It's not... I don't decide to, it's just... It's involuntary. Everyone says that you're into me, that you're crazy about me, that you're just too shy, that you don't know how to make the first move. Everyone says that I should go for it. I should take the chance. And normally I would. I would. I've never been the type to just wait. To let opportunity pass me by, but... Something about you which just... I'm frozen. I can't take that risk. I can't take the chance of doing something that might not work out. The odds might not be in my favor. I can feel myself coming apart at the edges when I'm around you. And the only time I feel solid, I feel completely put together, is when you touch me. When your hand brushes against mine when you walk past me. I know it's pathetic, tragic, it's sad. But I can't stop myself. What is holding you back? What? When will you do it? When will you jump? Take that leap that we are both so afraid of taking. The one that mocks us, taunts us when we're in the same room. God, it taunts us. I know that you feel the way I do. I know. Lingering glances. Looks that last a few seconds too long. I can hear it in the way you talk about me, and then quickly shut up when you see me coming over. I know that there's a part of you that is calling my name, screaming for me to come and hold you, just as much as I am screaming for you. They can hear each other. Please, please kiss me. Lean in and just kiss me. I'm ready. And the waiting is...